Welcome to Stu's EV Universe, where you can find anything and everything electric vehicle. Today on the podcast, my guest is Sunny Gulati, and Sunny is a very active member in Evolve KY, Kentucky's electric vehicle group. Thanks for coming on today, Sunny. So today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to chat for a little bit, and then I think for the first time, going to be doing the podcast, the bulk of the podcast, in Sunny's Tesla Model Y, because Sunny was one of the first ones in this area to have full self-driving on the Tesla. So I guess just to get started, a little bit of a background, why electric cars, and a little bit about your history with EVs.
All right, so why EVs? Well, it started out with a fascination with scooters, and it's not because they were amazing in crash test safety. It was really more about the miles per gallon. If I got a 50cc scooter, I could get 125 miles per gallon, and that just seemed more efficient. I wanted to use the least amount of money. And this is right around when gas was around $4 a gallon. It was getting up to $4 a gallon a while back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I did get a scooter, and I bought it new. And a couple of years later when I sold it for $100. And I had only put 10,000 miles on it. So the actual price per mile was really, really high.
Right.
And I ended up in a Prius, which was much better as far as miles per gallon went. And I was like, oh, this is my perfect car. I'll hang out in here until I get myself a Tesla Model 3 whenever I can afford one, pay for it in cash.
Right.
And that lasted until my Prius met a hole in a parking lot, bottomed out, and bent the frame. And then it was go time. I needed to find another car. And I still wasn't ready to get the Tesla, so I got a Nissan Leaf. And I was going to try it out. I had the 5-day return policy from CarMax in case I couldn't get it home. And I got it home just fine. And that is also when I found Evolve Kentucky. I found your chargers or our chargers over at Highland. No, where was it? Heine Brothers. The Heine Brothers out in
Hikes Point?
Hikes Point, yes. So I attended my first meeting there, and you were looking for somebody to give a speech, and silly me, I raised my hand, and goodness me. but yeah, eventually I kept looking at this self-driving stuff, and there was always this threat. When I first found out about it, it was like $2,000, and then it was $3,000, and it was $4,000, and then it was $8,000, and it was about to go up to $10,000. And I realized, you know, if I don't pull the trigger, I may not be able to get onto this first wave of full self-driving. And I don't know why I wanted to do that. I just wanted to do it. And granted, my Leaf was giving me my good 3 cents per mile, that I could not seem to get better than that. Well, Tesla's a little bit better than that, but not by that much. But it's something about being on the... It's not about being on the bleeding edge of technology. It's about being on the scabbed over edge of technology. I don't want to be the first person there, but I definitely want to be able to show it off to everybody else.
Right, right.
So I pulled the trigger, and I got myself the cheapest Model Y that I could at the time with full self-driving.
Now, how long have you had the Model Y and full self-driving?
I think I've had the Model Y for a little bit over a year. And I was able to drive very, very carefully and get a safety score of 99. And so I've had the full self-driving for, I'd have to look it up. It feels like it's about a month, maybe two months.
Okay. Now, how many updates have been pushed out since you got full self-driving? And do you feel it's improved?
I do feel it has improved. My first one was, I believe, the 10.5, and currently we're at 10.8. The ways in which it has improved, improvement is not necessarily a linear scale. It's like a couple of steps forward and a step back and a step forward. So, for example, I can go by this. The number of times that my wife screams while we're in full self-driving when we're going to go get some iced tea. We can go by that metric. When we first tried it, it seemed like every couple of hundred feet or so, the car would jerk and slow down, and she'd scream and punch me in the shoulder and, like, turn that thing off, you know? And I'd have to disclaim, honey, I'm going to turn on full self-driving right now. And she'll say something like, then I don't want to ride with you, when we started out. So the most recent build that I have tested on my wife was 10.7. That one we were returning from getting iced tea, going back home. And it had been on full self-driving for almost the entire drive. And she did not know this. And she did not scream until it kind of jerked at this one spot. And she was like, is that thing on? But she did not scream and she did not punch me. So by that metric, I believe it has improved.
Now, however, what about 10.8.
So full self-driving is optimized for two lanes on each side, four-lane highways kind of sort of thing. Really, really nice highways. We live a little bit more out in the country, so it's one lane each way with really, really fast cars, not necessarily staying in their lane, coming down the other way. And it is a little bit more hesitant. Version 10.8 is a little bit more hesitant about those situations, so it has a tendency to jerk a little bit more, and so I have not attempted to sneak that one past my wife.
What about other members of your family? What do they think of the car and full self-driving, or are they aware of it?
My son is not aware of it. Nobody else is really aware of it, although my five-year-old looked over at me the other day and said, can your car drive itself? I said, sometimes. I said, okay, let's go get some Pokemon. So that was the end of that conversation.
That's age appropriate. Absolutely. Okay. Well, this is great. We'll now be cutting into an edited drive. You and I, you were nice enough to take me out to lunch the other day and show me full self-driving. And so we'll cut to that and then come back real quick. And here we go. Hold on. Thanks. Out is not something that you do on full self-driving.
No, in parking lots is not, and driveways is not.
Okay.
Yeah, in my driveway, it tries to accelerate up to 25 miles per hour, and then freaks out that there's a van parked. It's like, oh my God, where's that van going?
Okay.
And so I'll... Normally I don't stop before I start it, but here we go.
Okay.
Notice how it kind of hogs the road and nobody else can turn in.
When it notices the yield sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's about the same as last time.
In the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, but there are no lanes on this road, so it's...
All right.
And I am a little bit more confident.
Right. And this is the latest
10.5. 10.6 should be coming out pretty soon. Clear.
Yep.
Take your time, car. I'm going to press the accelerator. I did not press the accelerator. It actually went on its own.
Now, did it notice that car that was coming around the bend?
I don't know. I'd have to check the footage. At this part, it should be pretty good at.
Well, it's noticing things.
Yeah.
It's responding.
Yeah, it's like not too sure when there's no lane lines.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a lot more like, I think the edge of the road is here, but just in case, let me be like a foot away from it.
Okay.
Or more. Yes, I am here, Mr. Car.
So it is braking a little bit.
Yeah.
As we're going around the turn.
Yeah, I've done no braking.
No, okay.
I've gotten into the habit of any time I take an action, I'll say it out loud. And the other thing that's useful to do is for me to call up the time when it happened, because that's one of the things they want as
the
feedback
is. So you're sending in a spreadsheet. That's cool.
I gave them an example of what I could give them, and they haven't responded as to whether that's what they want or not.
Right.
I'm going to do my part.
Probably a lot more valuable than just sending an audio and message.
If you're following somebody, it's quite aggressive coming up to a stop sign. If you're coming up to a stop sign by yourself, it's very, very gentle. And
so we're at a four-way stop.
Yeah, nobody's behind us. And
it's recognizing that you're next.
Oh, we're going this way.
And it's going in a weird way.
Okay. I thought we were going to go straight, but I didn't look at the map.
Ah, okay. Well, this will take you that way too.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying this will be a little bit quicker.
That's what it thinks.
That's what it thinks.
It's not aware of problematic intersections. I'll speed that up a little bit. The other rule I'm following is if I'm impeding somebody else's progress, I will take over.
Yeah. There's somebody in back of you.
500 feet.
Yeah, so 10 miles per hour. That's all you get, bud. Okay. And it's like very hesitant coming up to the stop sign, so I'm pressing the accelerator. And now I'm letting go. And it's like not recognizing that this is a two-lane thing, so I'm taking over, and I'm going to make the turn.
Yeah.
And then I will turn it back on. Yeah, this is its element. This is what it's programmed for.
Yeah, so it takes good care of there.
I actually drove from my house to your house with almost no interventions. Yeah. There we go.
Now, I assume because it's kind of shared data in California, since so many people are driving these cars.
That's where their QA fleet is as well.
Then it's probably a lot better.
Yeah. And yes, I'm a person with a GoPro on his head. Okay. What else is new?
That's all right.
Yeah, I have it set to follow the speed limit. I'm going to give it a plus 10 because that's how everybody drives on this road.
Right.
And this is not that different from non-full self-driving. You know, when you have just the normal autopilot, handled this road pretty well. Actually, the full self-driving one is a little bit more hesitant because it's more aware of stuff.
Okay.
Whereas the other one's like, whatever, lane lines, we're going.
Right. So it's a Sunday afternoon and traffic's light. What happens when traffic isn't light and it's not Sunday afternoon? Do you try that?
I have tried that. For the most part, it's good with the stuff in front of it.
Okay.
I usually end up canceling it all the time because of impeding traffic behind me.
Okay. So this guy is signaling to turn. Did it pick that up?
It does pick it up in the UI. I don't know that it changes its intention.
It
matched the speed of the car slowing down.
Okay. So it slowed down.
And before FSD, it would have waited a lot longer for the car to actually get out of the way.
Okay.
With FSD, it's much more able to cut it closer. This is a sharp corner.
Yeah, you know.
Slow down, car. I told it to slow down. There it goes. Won't hit the person beside us.
And it's still doing it by itself.
Yes, it's still doing it by itself.
Okay.
And a red light.
It's noticing the red light. I can feel the brakes. It's great.
Well done, car.
But you're still not, you still have to watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you were saying that autopilot is different in that you feel like it's gotten to a point where you're very comfortable with autopilot.
On the interstate, yeah.
On the interstate.
I will trust autopilot to drive me faster through the hills of Tennessee than I would.
Right.
Because it's just centered in the lane going around the curvy roads.
Well, it's all logic. There's no emotion for the car.
Yeah. I will very calmly drive you down this. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I'll very calmly drive you off the side of the cliff, but it won't.
Well, it's similar to my Roomba. It won't go down the stairs. Yeah. It's just bigger.
Yes, I am here, car. Notice the reflection?
Yeah.
So it sees my car and the reflection of that car.
Okay.
And thinks there's another car there. And it's going. It's running. Well, technically, that was legal because I was in the intersection when it turned red.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. It felt like we just ran a red light. But okay. Red light. It's slowing down. That's great.
And this is like, no improvements to make here.
No. So you have to have your hands on the wheels lightly? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It starts to do the blue flashy thing when it doesn't detect my hands.
Okay.
And it's also watching with the camera.
Gotcha.
So if I were to like pick my phone up and hold it in front of my face, it'll like start beeping at me a lot.
Oh, well, that's good.
And they have a rule now where if they disengage for 3 times due to inattentiveness,
right,
then you're kicked out of the program.
That's smart.
And that's not like a sliding window. That's like I don't know how long between, but yeah.
Right. No, that's smart. That's good. Curvy here, and I handle that good. This is where it would freak me out more when it gets more congested like this.
Mm-hmm. And now it's changing lanes
by itself. Wow.
it's going into the absolutely wrong lane to be in. But I'm going to let it.
Yeah.
And it's also going like super slow. Yeah, there. Apply some force to the steering wheel. To watch it. Sometimes it like go left at places like this. Right. I don't know why.
Now, how many cameras does this car have?
I think it's 9, but really it's 8 because 2 of the cameras are in the same spot.
Okay.
One's a wide angle, one's a narrow focus.
And how many are front facing?
Just the one. One of the testers, don't remember the guy's name, I think it might be Chuck, he's done a lot of testing with left, unprotected lefts.
Okay.
And he believes that before they can go full autonomous on this, they'll have to put 2 cameras on the bumpers.
I was just going to ask if you think that there are going to be putting more cameras on.
I think I agree with Chuck's assessment that they will be.
And what about the whole radar thing? 'Cause,
it's been a lot, it's been more solid with the vision than it was with the radar. Okay, hey, cool. It's deciding to move back.
Alright.
Cool.
It's
good job. Yeah, I haven't trusted it with merging in traffic very much yet. Freaks me out.
So it recognizes the GPS and where you are and what what lanes are what?
I think it has like, it does a lane counting thing, and sometimes it says Google Maps here, but I read somewhere on a forum that somebody had a problem with something and somebody changed it into OpenStreetMaps.
Okay.
Maybe OpenStreetMaps feeds Google Maps as well. I don't know. But if it has a wrong marking of which lane is where, or they just added a new lane, then the counting is off.
Okay.
Now, this is also in the medium setting. Average for full self-driving assertiveness. There's an aggressive setting as well where it'd be like, that lane has more open spaces.
Okay.
And I don't like that because it doesn't make the right decisions for me.
Right. It's probably the smarter one to do because too aggressive or too, you know, safe, it's probably those are probably the more dangerous ones, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, more annoying to the people behind me. Yeah, I suspect that with full self-driving, if there are going to be crashes, it's going to be somebody running into you.
Right.
Or it's going to be going into
erratic things.
Yeah, when it like freaks out and says, I need to be in that lane really, really fast.
Right. And how long have you had full self-driving on this?
It's been a while. I got in on the 99s whenever that happened.
There's a Mustang Mach-E up there.
A white one?
The white one, yeah.
Nice.
There.
So it knows about it. Okay, so it's like trying to figure out where to turn. See the little blue?
Yeah.
And it's maybe going to make it. Maybe not. I don't think it's going to make it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, so we'll do a... I went ahead. Okay, we'll work our way back. Okay. I'm in control now.
So that was like, what, 5.5 miles or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many interventions did you have to do about?
You mean the one at the end which stopped it? I mean, what would you count as an intervention? Like where the autopilot got turned off, or like where I give it a boost, or...
Yeah, you had to step in.
I'll probably say 1.
1, okay.
And that was just poor lane planning, which is an ongoing thing. And I think that's just data clean.
When you say
data
lane
clean.
Planning, what does that mean?
Like it doesn't choose the right lane.
Okay.
And it has to like make it up later and it's unable to.
Gotcha.
And if there's nobody driving, it wouldn't be a problem, but there's traffic. And
right.
You can't make it in sometimes. Oh, I just passed it.
Yeah,
it's all right, well, here we go again. This is what happens when Sonny starts talking. Sonny can do one thing at a time, maybe two. So I can talk and drive, or I can navigate and drive. Maybe I can talk and navigate, but not drive. I haven't tested that one yet.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add, or?
Yeah, so I'm really more question. My question is for you, like, so what was the experience for you? Did it live up to your expectations? Did it tell me about your initial reaction? Because I think we went out twice actually.
We did go out twice, and the first time you were kind enough to let me drive. Yeah, and I'm a control freak, so that was difficult. I mean, I don't like letting anybody else drive my car when I'm in the car. So to know that a computer is driving the car is honestly kind of freaky, you know? So that was weird. And like, you know, we were going around the neighborhood roads. We weren't going on main roads. So it would take me a while to get used to. And
I'm surprised you got into the car with me to go on a public road, given your earlier experience with FSD.
Yeah, for the most part, it was really cool. I mean, there were those couple times when I was like kind of holding on, you know, but that's, you know, I guess that's part of the adventure. You know, it's a new thing. Yeah. So, I mean, do you think that it's going to ever get to the point where someone could sit in the back seat and just trust the car?
I cannot see it in this hardware configuration.
Okay.
I think they would need to add some more cameras towards the front, looking out towards left and right, so that they have better velocity estimation on traffic when you're trying to cut across multiple lanes. And that's not really actually my opinion. I have borrowed that opinion from a guy named Chuck Cook, who talks about that in his videos. I think it would be, people keep talking about, you know, level 4, level 5. I think it could get to level 4. I think it'll be kind of like, I think it'll be what autopilot on highways is, where you still have your hands on the wheel. It just, it's working like 90% of the time.
Right.
And it'll probably do just fine in the other part as well, but you may not feel comfortable with letting it.
Right.
And that's where I think it'll get to within the next couple of years with the current hardware configuration.
So, Sonny, great having you on the podcast today. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Stu's EV Universe. I would like to thank Eden Unger for creating the artwork and the music for this episode. Remember, please rate, review, subscribe, and share, as that's the only way we can continue to grow. Now you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/stusevu. Remember, the EV revolution runs on your energy. I'm Stuart Unger. See you next time.